The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
I don't know if you can see. Let me just see here talking to you on this camera where you can see. I didn't have time to shave. And I didn't really know how it was going to look, so it's not some kind of new look. Betty and I got less probably than 3 hours of sleep last night. And one of the reasons is that we're praying for a situation and a needed miracle to occur.
Next on Life Today.
There are no applause, obviously, today, and there's a reason for it. And I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome this program. When I say it's a special program, it really is. Let me just say to you that we're about to talk about a situation that just love and prayer and concern from you is going to miraculously affect. I don't know if you can see. Let me just see here talking to you on this camera where you can see. I didn't have time to shave. And I didn't really know how it was going to look, so it's not some kind of new look. Betty and I got less probably than 3 hours of sleep last night. And one of the reasons is that we're praying for a situation and a needed miracle to occur. And you're going to see precious little ones that you're not going to turn away from. As a matter of fact, you're going to see Sheila Walsh in just a moment. And boy, do we ever thank God for the great anointing that's on that very gifted person's life and the joy that she has being here with Life Outreach and sharing the life and love of God, not just in word only, but in clear demonstration. And so, yes, we were praying for that, but the reason we didn't have time to shave and the reason we didn't sleep much is because we're praying for you. I'm telling you, we were. We were praying for God to clothe you like we so often clothe those who are so poor, and to feed you with the transforming power of His Word and the bread of life and the nourishment it gives, because we're a very undernourished people. Our nation is in a perilous place that only God can lift us out of the pit that we dug with our own casting aside the counsel and the Word of God. And we wanted you to have the food that nourishes, as well as children we're going to show you that you are going to help. So I think you need to understand that it's pretty easy for you to tell, okay, James and you and Betty, you all obviously love children. You're going to see the love of God all over Sheila Walsh in a moment. But the lack of sleep is praying for God to do a miracle that will touch your life in ways you never imagined, because we desperately, desperately need it. I want us to join Sheila right now. And you watch prayerfully, but please listen with a sincere, seeker's, love-filled heart.
I'm here and just what is a small part of a massive graveyard. I've never seen anything like this in my life. But this part that I'm standing in, these are all children. And the thing that has touched as a team so deeply is the way that the parents have tried to honor their children in some way by leaving something on the grave, whether it's just, you know, little booties, a little toy that meant something to the child. Some parents have literally, all they had was like an empty water bottle, but they just wanted to leave something to say, this is my child, and they were loved. And James, you'll remember being here. I mean, you were here, and you remember the impact this place had on you. What would horrify you is how it's grown.
Dear God, I'm in the midst of 1,000 children's graves. Most of them didn't have to die. They died like this little kid here that didn't have the nutrition. We're told that millions face death right now in Southern Africa, where I'm kneeling in the midst of children's graves.
We're on the edge of such an epidemic again. In fact, just behind me, they've dug four little fresh graves, and there's no children in them yet, but they're getting ready because they know they're coming. And that's why we're here, and that's why we need to do something now. We need to be able to go into these villages and feed these children and bring hope to these parents so that these four little holes back here stay empty. We need your help, and we need it now.
It is as though it was yesterday that I first looked at little graves and knelt down and saw some of those little pictures, as you saw. Now, let me tell you the miracle, but I mean, really stay with me. Betty, we stopped the death cycle all around that particular area, in that proximity. And so effective was the work and the love you shared that the little children were so healthy, they could sing the praises of Jesus, and they were so happy. And when we got ready to leave, there was a very small gentleman that was the pastor. And he had tears in his eyes as he was talking to the missionary. Now, let me tell you why he was crying. He had tears in his eyes, and he said to Peter, "Now that you see we're better, are you not coming back? Is this the last time we'll see you?" And Peter assured him, "No. As long as there's a need, we're going to be here. And we're going to keep these children strong." And that's before we went into school feeding, which not only keeps them strong, it keeps them learning and just builds their little minds. Betty, there's such a deep, deep concern that people not be forgotten. Even when you've reached out and they wonder if you're going to still keep caring.
Yeah, and you know, James, that is a big concern when we go to these places where there's such a need, so many children that are dying because of lack of nutrition, just lack of food in general. And that's, I'm sure that's in the back of the parents' mind, the pastor's leader, whoever there, that is in charge of these children. They think, is somebody going to continue the program? Is someone going to be there when we run out of food? Is someone going to be there so that we can keep these children nourished and so they don't die and you don't see the little graves being dug? You know, I looked at those graves as we watched together here, James and I thought, dear God, those aren't graves for older people that have lived a full life and they're ready to go be with the Lord. These are baby graves. These are children that haven't even had a chance at life, James. It just breaks my heart. Well, I feel like with your help and so many, many more, we can make the difference and we can continue the program and get the food to the children.
Well, you know, before that we got it stopped, when I say we, I'm talking about you, not us, not Life Outreach, but us together. Thousands were buried in those little graves. And thank you for stopping it. Now there's some cycles right now where it's beginning to really get bad again. Betty, Sheila Walsh wanted to talk to you from Africa. Let's hear what Sheila said to Betty.
Angola, Africa. Drought is crushing this land. You see, plants spring from the earth with promise of food, promise of life. But long before they can ever provide any sort of sustenance, they quickly fail and wither back into the earth. This drought has affected the many lives that depend on this food, but it has affected some more than others. The children suffer the worst. Their bodies are not meant to withstand this lack of sustenance. Some will make it. Some will not.
Nisokola nguo hali nzala Wendao ohali yo baba, wendao hali yo mulanga wandishapo, zambala zalowa. Ndiloku pinga ndichangana yange. Wati seo hali ya jindendandala yondeti. Yakuti ndengonda inda pamwe, pamwe ndilala ngonzala, pamwe ndilala ngonzala, pamwe ndilala nyona. Ndityangala, tukwati seo hali ya tutaina yondeti, tukwenda tuloku pinga ombela.
You can just see it in her eyes, this tremendous loss. And if anybody understands this woman's pain, it's you, Betty. If you've lost a daughter, it changes everything. And that's a community that nobody, no one on this earth signs up to join that community. So you understand this woman's pain. This mom, this young, beautiful mom, has done everything she could, but she shouldn't stand alone. We are the body of Christ. We can do something right now in Angola. You maybe even hear some crying babies in the background. There's a lot of children here who are extremely hungry, and a simple bowl of food can change everything.
Sheila, I do understand. Not something that I welcomed into my life, because that's the last thing a mother wants, is to lose a child, no matter what the age. But it does happen. But these children, we can help the mothers that cherish these children so very, very much. We can make the difference. There's a solution to their sickness. There's a way out. There's a way of healing, and that is through the nutrition that they need for their little bodies. I hope you will join with us, and let's get the food to these precious children.
Lord, I want to just tell you, and I believe the people watching are joining with me, I don't have the ability. I don't have the way to communicate what people really need to hear. They need to hear your heart, and they need to express it. Suffer the little children to come unto you. Oh boy, there wouldn't be a hungry child ever come to you. Oh yes, miraculously you could multiply bread or a fish or a meager parcel of food, and you would. And we can too. Maybe not as miraculously and supernatural as you, but by letting the little children come into your arms, by putting arms around them and stopping that pain and death. Please, dear God, do what we can't do. In Jesus' name, can I just talk to you as though we're just right here? I can't tell you how helpless I felt a moment ago when Betty was talking about, yes, we know what it's like. So sad to say, but we know what it's like. And I pray you never have to bury one of your children. And by the way, if it's happened, I wish I was holding you. I mean it. Lord, take them in your arms. Take them in your arms the way you want to take these little kids in our arms. Please. Heal every broken heart. Comfort them. So now what I'm asking you to do, see, because I know you would have stopped our daughter's death, no doubt in my mind. We can stop this death. We have done it now for 25 years, miraculously. Millions of lives totally transformed. We learned that when we get them back stabilized, we can teach them how to build a future. The parents how to farm, even how to make a living, because we oversee what we do. We don't hand it off like foolish government programs that send checks to people, because government doesn't oversee, but God does. Wisdom does, so we do. And this is what we've done. With your help, we stabilize the situation, get them healthy, and then we start feeding them at school. And let me tell you the miracle. Now, you get this now. We got a $400,000 miracle grant that doubles everything you do. 30, 50, or 100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. And now it'll be doubled to 6, 10, and it'll be doubled beyond anything we could have ever hoped for without a miracle. I mean, and you can feed a whole school for 3 months for $1,400. But now it won't be one school, it'll be two. So right here, please, just say, God, what do you want me to do? What are you willing to do? Would you go online, you see the website there, or call that number and take your bank card and make the greatest love gift you can, because I'm going to tell you something, you're going to be the miracle people long for. You're going to be the answer to mother's prayers, just like the one that you heard and those you heard about. We have some beautiful gifts to help nourish you. You're going to love them. But I want us to focus on the gift you're going to make in love. You actually give the greatest gift of all. You give life. And we'll point them to eternal life. Please, online, dial the number, make the gift. If you write a check, make it to life. But call us and tell us what you're sending. We have to know so we can tell the missionaries. Thank you.
In remote and impoverished villages of Africa, children are suffering, desperately in need of life-saving food, facing death by starvation. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, ready now to feed and care for children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With all of our previous reserves gone and Angola facing a record food shortage due to crop failure, we need to immediately replenish our funding and supplies for our feeding programs. As an answered prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $400,000 matching gift challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 for three children will be double to help feed six children. $50 to help feed five children will be double to save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children will be double to help feed 20 children. And don't forget, your $1,400 gift to sponsor a school will now be double to feed children in two schools. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Without Rival by author Lisa Bevere. With your double impact gift of $100 or more, please request the complete illustrated children's Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000, which will now be double to help feed 200 children, and you may request our beautiful Majesty bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
And you can easily imagine, and I'm telling you, we know, to lose a child, and many have lost several, and many of them, we lost our daughter when she was 40. And boy, what beautiful seed did she sow. Her oldest son recently married this year. And we can heal the broken heart and stop that. I mean, they're not going to forget the loss. we can stop the losing, the cycle of death. I believe love, and he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. I believe that's what stops the physical death, pain, and comforts. It gives us eternal life. It also stops that process when we release the life of God and we give people what it is needed to live. And then we point them to the source of that love. It's in us. But it's being expressed not in word only, but in deed. So that we just don't talk about love, we demonstrate it. And Betty, we have been able to kind of be the hands, but we know the missionaries that are in the midst of the pain, suffering, and need. And one of the greatest requests from the missionaries is prayer. But please, they say, don't leave us here empty-handed. Don't let us look at the pain and suffering and be unable to address it. Please don't. And Betty, I'm telling you, it became a passion for us. And our viewers are the only ones that can really meet the need so that we can stop that cycle and give hope. And I'm believing they're going to do it.
And you really are a big answer to this situation where the children are just dying. And my heart goes out to these mothers because not many times they not only have one loss of a child, but they may have three or four, and the cycle just repeats and repeats. As James said, we can stop this cycle because these children are just beginning their lives. Let's give them something to live toward. Let's give them life through the feeding of the nutrition that they need. This is a disease that we can stop, and the disease is death because of malnutrition.
You know, I told Betty recently that, you know, she made the point so well. You see several children die, but let me tell you, Betty, everyone that's lost a child, I promise you, they're looking, I wonder if I'm going to lose that one. That one. And we've reached an age now over 70. We're telling a lot of our friends goodbye. I told Betty I don't have any more funerals I can go to. And Betty, most of these people have lived to be our age or close or a little beyond. And these are adults. And many, most all of them are people who bless people. Still tough to tell them goodbye. Hey, let's stop it with love. I want you to pour out the greatest manifestation of love perhaps you ever have. First pray, and then say, God, I know my gift's going to be doubled. No, I'm not going to just feed three children for $30 or five for $50. I'm going to feed six and 10 and on and on, and I'm not going to just help one school with a $1,400 gift to feed them 3 months, it'll be two. Because whatever you do right now, it's going to be double. And you say, why is it double? Like something just came out of the sky. I know it came out of the hearts of people that were full of the love of God. And they said, we'll match what you do because we believe it's important. And they're saying, we believe in it because we've seen it. We know it works. Some of them who put that up were able to go and see it in person, and they never got over it. And by the way, you say, why can't we all go? And the missionaries say, it really sets us back when you bring people over to see, because it's a lot of trouble to take care of Americans and Canadians and people that have nice things. It slows us down. So unless they're coming over to get in and work for 6 months or several years, just stay home and pray and send the money it would cost to get over here. That's what they say. So I'm asking you right now, go online, website, or call the number, and please, and in my heart, I'm praying, God, pour your love through them in behalf of these who suffer so greatly. Thanks for being the miracle answer to prayer.
In remote and impoverished villages of Africa, children are suffering, desperately in need of life-saving food, facing death by starvation. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, ready now to feed and care for children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With all of our previous reserves gone and Angola facing a record food shortage due to crop failure, we need to immediately replenish our funding and supplies for our feeding programs. As an answered prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $400,000 matching gift challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 for three children will be double to help feed six children. $50 to help feed five children will be double to save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children will be double to help feed 20 children. And don't forget, your $1,400 gift to sponsor a school will now be double to feed children in two schools. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Without Rival by author Lisa Bevere. With your double impact gift of $100 or more, please request the complete illustrated children's Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000, which will now be double to help feed 200 children, and you may request our beautiful Majesty bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, we want to thank you for your gift and this beautiful illustrated children's Bible. It is just absolutely beautiful. Lisa Bevere's book, Without Rival. I'm telling you, what a blessing this will be. I want to say thank you and know your gifts multiply. But please remember this. This is the last day with this outreach. And I'll just be honest with you. We need a miracle. You know, year-end giving, thank God we get that. I probably don't lose it, but you never know. Take away that tax credit. But we're going to keep giving, right, no matter what. But you do get it. And year-end giving, sometimes it's the most important time you give. And what we're doing right now is of indescribable importance. Please make the best gift, most compassionate, even if necessary, what you feel is a sacrificial gift. Do it. For the sake of precious children and their futures. Thank you for doing it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.